to add, I haven't always looked like this. I'm just like you, human. I was cursed, and now I only eat squirrels and other rodents. Please, I don't want to hurt anyone. I only want to come down. I glanced back at my car and looked at Savage. He watched me with eyes glittering with interest. If only he could talk. Look, I won't harm you. I hate heights. He glanced over the side of the billboard and groaned. His skin turned a sickly shade of green. I just want down. Wait, I know who you are. Oh no, here it came. The moment when the monster put two and two together and decided that it would indeed try to kill me. Happened every time. He wagged a finger at me. You're Grim. That's who you are. You're that monster hunter. He ran his fingers down his gray hoodie. You can just keep going. I might be ugly as death, but I'm not interested in being killed. I haven't harmed anyone, and I'm not planning on it. I was cursed. Do you hear me? Cursed to look like this. Some swamp witch hated me and did this to me. I quirked a brow. Now that was interesting. Did she also give you an appetite for squirrels? No, what? I can't go into respectable society looking like this. I'll be shot. Please, I just want down. Can you help me? Maybe I was a sucker. Maybe I had more of a death wish than I originally thought. But I couldn't say no to good manners. I opened my fingers, and a ball of light flared in my palm. Oh, you have magic too? Just please don't kill me. I grunted and tossed out my magic like a rope. It coiled around the monster's waist. He howled in protest, but he was the one who wanted down. He didn't say how. Besides, beggars couldn't be choosers. With one good yank, I pulled the rope, and the monster fell to the ground with a thud. He landed a little harder than I'm sure he would have liked, but there was a pile of pine straw beneath him, created from years of needles falling off the surrounding trees. I pulled my magic back in, and the monster shook his head. He stared at me a moment, and then threw back his head and laughed. That was awesome! He rose and brushed off his dirty jeans. I'll admit, you had me going there for a moment. I thought you were going to kill me just because I'm so ugly and obviously a monster, even though I don't want to be. But you didn't. Grim, it's nice to meet you. My name's Matt. My gaze flicked over him. This close, it was obvious that Matt was cursed. He wasn't born of monster stock. His ugliness was magic inflicted, though only those with magic themselves would have been able to tell. But to a human, Matt was hideous on the run for your life scale. To them, he was terrifying and worthy of shooting first and asking questions later. He extended his hand and I stared at it a moment. The difference between Matt and a regular monster was that beasts weren't born cursed. They like to trick and fool, offer a hand so they can pull you in and bite your neck, give a sweet to child to lure it into a dark cave. But Matt, even though he was uglier than death, had a big, loping grin on his face, the kind that just reeked of, aw, shucks. I shook his hand, even though it was against policy. Cursed or not, Matt was ugly. And in the old days, his presence would have raised an army of farmers carrying pitchforks. I let my magic bite into his palm just enough to offer warning. He winced, and his smile faded just a touch. But then he laughed. Oh, right. Once a monster hunter, always a monster hunter. I get it. Look, thanks for saving me. And as you can see, I'm sort of in need of a ride. I grunted, though it might have come out more like a growl. Matt, the cursed monster.